Welcome everybody to the Walking Terra Christa open call for the full moon ceremony of January, which is going to be...
It's Pacific. It is 8:40 p.m. on the 26th. It's 4:40 GMT.
Which is on the 27th for GMT.
So it's in the morning, but for us, on this side of the world, it will be the 26th, 11:40 Eastern Time.
So welcome, I'm Mike, here with Mel Arese, and we expect this to be another rather intense call because the energies of January have already been very intense. We just sent out our newsletter, also tweeted it. So if you're on Twitter or the newsletter list, you got it, or you will be getting it shortly. And if you listen to the recording, it's definitely there by now. So let's bring in the unified whole. 000144 000 unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just feel that frequency shift as we bring in the higher dimensional frequencies. We also call upon 3Ms to bring the platinum net. That is Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, who are in charge of the I Am Presence coming into the physical body. As we breathe that in, it fully encases us, and as we breathe out, it is stripped away. What it does, it takes away any lower vibrational frequencies that no longer serve us on this pathway of the moment. And then we call upon the violet flame from Saint Germain to transmute and transform anything else that still remains that we want to be working on. This comes up from our soul star, totally encases us up to our earth star. Breathe that in, and then we call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame. This is active intelligence, creative intelligence. The pink represents love and compassion, bringing in from the soul star down to the earth star. In this way, anything that was removed or is in the process of being removed will be done so as gently as possible with love and compassion. Also fills in the areas that have been removed with the pink flame, pink ray of regeneration and restoration. And these two blend together, the violet and the pink. And then we call upon Lord Buddha, planetary logos with the Christ consciousness, with the golden flame up from our soul star through our heart chakra out through our crown to our soul star, spinning around us in a clockwise direction. Do this for ourselves and for the group together. This forms a pyramidal like structure, as above, so below, around us. And we place spiritual mirrors on the pyramid walls, face of the pyramid, to reflect out anything that is not of the higher dimensional frequencies of the 144th dimension of the unified whole back to source. You can invoke this sequence of energies at any time during your day. The more frequently, the more you will accelerate. Let's bring this energy back down to the fifth dimensional frequency, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and here's Mel Arese. continue bringing in the energies.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this full moon first before we do that, so you can put your intentions out. This full moon is represented in the sign of Leo, and of course in the sun sign of Aquarius. They are opposing energies, but this moon is going to be very helpful for us to really remove any debris. The sign of Leo represents the outer self, and the sign of Aquarius is the inner self. So they're coming together to cradle us. And some information I read was talking at the cradling effect, where we are being nurtured so that the old elements can be fully released and we can bring in the new parts of ourselves. So it's this full moon is really assisting us with what we're already going through. So it's going to be a very powerful time. Make a suggestion to do some kind of ceremony for yourself. If you want to write down what you want to let go of in these moments, we're changing every day. We're finding that the energy, we're waking up every day, as I shared, we shared on the newsletter, with new energies every day. So we are not going to be the same. And it's going to be a continual effect. Make sure that you read about the elders and the message that they wrote, because that's another activation. They're calling it the rainbow of lights of the 12 rays of God are now being infused within the planet. So one of the suggestions they gave in that channeling was take a deep breath and allow yourself to perceive any colors that are coming to you. Those are the ones that you are in need of bringing into your full body system. They are assisting us to become the Christ body, because the 12th ray represents the Christ consciousness within our heart center. So take a moment and think about those elements within you that you want to bring forth, how you can nurture yourself or feel nurtured, and to let the old timelines be gone. Let's take a deep breath. Deeply feel the frequencies of light from the 144th dimension coming down in through our Antarkarana bridge into our four body system, starting with the soul star. As it spins in a clockwise manner, it's going to open up the central canal, which is something that we do want. We want the increased light energies of our chakra system, breathing into the crown. Into the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the sacral, and the root, spinning these energies down through our limbs, into our feet, into the earth star. The earth star and the soul star are now spinning simultaneously as this beam of light is created within our inner core essence, representing heaven and earth. Two more beams of light will come down into the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hips, the knees, the ankles, and the feet to align the physical body with the spiritual body. This is now our Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel the double pointed star that you are. Feel the activation within your heart center, your thymus gland, and the solar plexus. As we blend those energies together, we become one unified body of light. It creates another star that it's going to go through us vertically, We are in the inside of the Merkaba vehicle of light, and it spins in a clockwise manner. Let us take a deep breath. We're going to travel to Telos this evening, as Lord Adama is going to guide us with a special ceremony. Feel your Merkaba vehicle of light spinning now. You feel yourself exiting out of the body, just floating through the hemispheres. Feel yourself now joining us in Mount Shasta. And then just feel yourself as walking in the garden. It is on the bottom level. This is the magical place. There are many Telosians awaiting us, along with Lord Adama and his beloved Galashia. Just take a moment and to feel the garden. There are very beautiful colors, very deep. Telos is able to just grow the most beautiful flowers and plants. Feel the grass on your feet. We now come into warmth. Many of us are not feeling warmth. So the temperature within Telos is around the 70s. It's very refreshing. As we do this, Lord Adama is now going to come through and give us an introductory talk. In this moment, greetings. It is I, Lord Adama. Thank you for coming to Telos. I am here with the Telosian Council of Light and my beloved and many Telosians. And as we gather around together and feel the essence of this beautiful garden, the flowers and the elementals, the beauty that is here, because it represents your own inner beauty. I wanted to share a few moments. As usual, this is our weekly connection with each other. I want to express my deep gratitude for the work that you are doing, because what you see here in Telos is truly what Terra Christa will be like, the new earth. And slowly but surely, we are going to create this together. And I extend my hand and my heart, along with Galashia, to each of you for allowing these energies to unfold within you, to keep moving on this pathway, to allow yourselves to feel the purest essence that is available to you. The time that we are in is probably the most challenging. We have come to a crossroads. Our worlds are going to meet. We're not quite ready there. You feel the effects of what being here is about, and I know many, if not all of you, are traveling here to the retreat house on your evening visits while you sleep. This is assisting you deeply in your conditioning process in your physical bodies when you awaken. And I know your heart longs for our environment, but our hearts long for the connection between each other, not within Telos, but within the new world that we all can come together, because the inner earth cities are very beautiful, but they are different. We are in a different continent than each of you, even though it may feel as if we are right here below Mount Shasta, which we truly are. But it is a different environment, and it is a different world, and I'm deeply honored that each of you are going into the depths of your soul to fully accept the new you. And this is going to bring us closer together through the work that we are doing. So I wanted to share my deepest thoughts in this moment as we bring these energies of oneness together. Aluna, aluna, aluna. We are one. Let us all rise from the grass, and you'll see that there's a garden pathway that's going to take you into the forest. Let us follow this garden, this pathway, as it winds around into the forest. Well, the forest is very beautiful, but it is a different kind of beauty than the gardens are. It is a beauty of deepness. It represents the aspects of our soul going into deeper levels, which is truly what this moon represents. I want you to reflect this as you walk through the forest on, let's say, a sandy pathway. And there are animals to the side. You see different kinds of trees. The sunshine is shining through the trees. I want you just to embrace the smell of what you may feel. There are pine and oak and birch, aspen. Everything is alive here, just like each of you are alive. And as we are walking, we're now coming to the area where we're going to do our ceremony. And we have been here before. As we step to the right side down into a little hill, you will see that there is a fire, a ceremonial fire. And there are natives awaiting your arrival along with many other beings. We are represented tonight by all the beings of the earth and all the beings of the sky, nations, the intergalactics, and the beings of the heavens. We are being divinely guided on this full moon to fully actualize these energies within ourselves as best as we can. Before, let us now find a space around the fire. There are seats for everyone, very nice cushions in multicolors. So just find yourself a place where you would like to settle in and feel the energies of what is here. The fire is going to represent the purging that you are going through. And we think that this is a very apropos time to have the ceremony before the actual event so you can prepare. Because what we're hoping during the ceremony that elements come up within you that maybe you may not be aware of. So let us just settle in and take a deep breath and feel the energies in a distance. You can hear drumming and you can feel the vibration of the natives. But just let's take a moment at this point just to reflect within ourselves. We know that we are actualizing a four-body system into a one body of light, but sometimes we still need to access those different bodies. So I'm going to ask you to tune into your emotional feelings and allow those emotional feelings to come up. What is your feeling right now? Are you feeling content? Do you feel excited about the ceremony? Are there other elements that may be coming up of sadness? Maybe you're going through a process which is very challenging. Maybe you've lost a friend or a family member, and you're grieving through that. We want to bring those emotions up to the surface. And I just allow them to sit within you. Now I want you to turn into your mental body of your thoughts. Is your mind racing? Or are you relaxing, allowing the energies to be fully active within you? We fully want the male part of you to initiate. What is going on? Are there any thoughts that the feminine aspect needs to initiate so that she can purge them? Let's think about what they are. Are you having good thoughts? Are you having not so good thoughts? Allow them to come up. So I want you to see in front of you there is a chalkboard. And we have some chalk. And on this chalkboard there's two sides. On the left side you're going to write the emotions that are positive, allowing them to be on the chalkboard. And then the emotions that aren't so positive that you may be experiencing. And we also want you to be aware through this ceremony of what is yours and what is not yours. Is it coming from somewhere else? As sensitive beings that you are on this pathway, you can pick up other energies that are not yours. They can be from a friend, they can be from your work, or they can be outside influences that come in because they just want to be pesty. So we're going to write down any of those thoughts right now onto the chalkboard. So we go back to the left side again, and we want you to write your thoughts that are positive. And you may experience this as feelings. That can come through as a feeling. But it's a thought. What is your first thought in this moment as you arrive within the ceremonial fire, the sacred fire? And then on the right side, you're going to write anything that does not fit with your highest purpose. Any thoughts? Is there anything coming up for you? Are there any anger issues? Do you feel rejected? Are there any parts of yourself that are just not in alignment with your truest purpose? And then we're going to put that little chalkboard in front of you. And we're going to talk a little bit about what this means. In a reflection of a ceremonial nature, is it important to bring up all aspects of yourself? And sometimes you may not be able to really to tune in which are the thoughts and which are the feelings, because this can truly meld into the same thing. As your masculine energy merges into your feminine energy, that is a perfect example of what occurs. So we want you to be aware in this moment before we start the ceremony. I, as Lord Adama, spend many hours in this space without others to reflect what has occurred here. We always do our ceremonial fires here on the full moon, so it is no mistake that each of us are here together, because each of you are part of us, even though physically we are not in the same space. But on altered levels of consciousness, we are. Each of you are acquiring these altered levels of consciousness, and it may become confusing. So we want to assist you to try and find the parts of yourself that are becoming you. Because if you look back into the year of 2012, I'm sure there are parts of yourself that are no longer there with you. We are now coming into a huge acceleration phase, which Malarese and Mike are sharing, either through video, either through channeled messages through the blog or their newsletter. Which these activations are coming swiftly, and we thank Malarese for being able to tune into them so that this information can be brought to each of you. It doesn't change the fact that they are occurring, but it helps to understand where they're coming from. And this is why we want to share as much as we can with the frequencies of light that are occurring. If we think about the status of your experiences. I want you to fully reflect on what that means for you in this moment in time, on this date. Whether you do the ceremony during the full moon or if you're doing it right now, I'm sure that the changes will occur for you by the full moon, which means that the activation of the full moon will be an easier experience for you. And this is such a subtle difference that's going to happen because it's so nurturing that individuals may not realize what they are experiencing. So we are very grateful that we can come together in this way to help you to understand the process that you're going under. And it also helps each of us to understand here in Talos. So we thank Melarese and we thank Mike for bringing forth this information, because it is helping many life streams in many consciousness to understand what is occurring upon the planet. The planet is transitioning into a new world, and within this world it will house all life forms. That's a big, tall order. But in order for us to be able to experience that new world of Terra Crista, we must allow these elements to come within us and to be removed. So that's a tall order with what is occurring at this time. We have spoken about the spring equinox. Why do we share the spring equinox? Because this is the winter. This is the essence of bringing forth the changes that are necessary. And I know within the different hemispheres it is different, but in essence it is a time from January through March to fully go within yourself and to find the parts of yourself that do not work. This is now a full Gaian acceleration. Yes, we say Gaian for Gaia accelerating herself into the new essence that she is becoming. So each of you are going through these processes deeply within your own physical structure. It is up to you in how you acquire it and integrate it within you. If something is becoming too massive, the energy is just affecting you deeply for days and days on end, ask us to assist. We will help release the energy so they're not so strong for you, because your physical body needs to be able to handle it in all ways, and we want you to be balanced through this process. So thank you for being the examples and the way showers onto this new world. We know the challenges that you are incorporating right now are massive and are huge, but we are all here to assist, and we feel that this full moon activation is going to be probably the easiest process you have received for quite a long time, and it is a perfect combination of it occurring at this time of the first full moon in 2013. So let's just intend that the rest of them are just as easy and just as rewarding. So let us all take a deep breath. I'm going to step aside as now the tribal energies were going to come through. We're going to connect today with some intergalactic energies, which we don't usually do on the full moon cycle. But this is all of us. It's all of us coming together in oneness. So our ceremonies are going to change a little bit to accommodate all the frequencies of light. In blessings and love, I am Lord Adama, and I am right here with you experiencing this beautiful event. We come in great gratitude. We represent all the elders of tribal nations around the world, around this planet. And we are deeply honored to be able to be with each of you in this beautiful sacred fire ceremony. We do participate with the Tolosians quite often. So allow us to create a beautiful ceremony that is remembered and also one that can continue. We look forward to the time that we can unite in physical form with each of you. Until that time, we are here in this space to communicate and to be with each of you. Aho. We are the tribal nations and the elders. We will not come in separate entities except maybe for a moment. We ask that the frequency that you feel in this moment to be represented by the directions of the east, the south, the west, and the north. We bring to you the east of the eagle. You see the eagle flying now within the circle. He will sit here with us and bring his energies to the sacredness. We then ask the coyote to come in of the south, of the emotions. He is going to assist in helping us to laugh at our mistakes. We then call upon the bear to come into the circle. The bear represents his visions. He's in the cave presently, as each of us are experiencing, to have our visions manifest. We then call upon the buffalo for the abundance, the pure white buffalo to come into the circle. Each of these beautiful beings representing the animals of the earth coming in unison to help with these energies. Take a moment and to feel this essence coming to you because all is in balance. Dearest Melarese, we know her as White Raven, came forward and spoke about what this moon means. And we would like to extend our deepest hand to assist in this nurturing process, to assist in allowing the old timelines, and many of you have been Native, to release what you went through as a warrior, to release what you went through as a woman, holding the lands to the earth, holding the hearts, especially at the times when destruction occurred. We are now in a space where we don't need to receive destruction. So we ask in this moment that the element of destruction to be removed. Take a deep breath. Think about all the timelines that you have had, whether it was Native, whether it was human, in Star Nation form, in Lemurian form or Atlantean form, that destruction happened. Let us remove that now. Ooh. We now ask for the remembrance of the blissful days in Lemuria and Atlantis, in native times, upon all lands around the world, in the star nations, as the angelic presences. We now represent the oneness of the joy, the beauty, and the experience of flowing within each other and honoring each other in deepest ways, as we are now learning to honor Mother Earth. Take this element of vibration and bring it full into your heart so that you can accept yourself deeply on a deeper level than you ever experienced before. We of the tribal nations would like to extend an offer to allow the directions of the east, the south, the west, and the north to come into your hearts deeply, to allow the balance to be integrated within your system. We now hand this frequency unto the male to share.
Greetings, aho. We come to you in all the energies of all the star nations and all the inhabitants of the native populations of your planet. Would it not surprise you to know that many of the traditions that you know of, the chanting, the dancing, come from us in the Star Nations? Those of you who are native know this to be true. We desire for you today, in this moment, which is truly a new beginning for you, in your year, and in the energies that you will be receiving. The essences that are being given to you, very much so, by the bodies of the solar systems, of the galaxies, they are of the stars. Is this not then the time when the star nations return? For certainly the energy must come first. And we ask you to participate with your full consciousness in this pathway of remembrance. It is most important for you to awaken fully so that the pathway can be opened up to the greatest extent that is possible in the moments of your timeline. We rejoice greatly, as we have said, For it is indeed a time that has been most awaited, most anticipated, but never believed to be something that was a given. As the sun would rise every day, we did not know if you would forge such a pathway to return and to remember who you are and who we are. We are not called brothers and sisters for nothing. We are called brothers and sisters because we are all of the oneness. So we ask you to take these four elements, these four directions, and to seriously place them with your hands into your heart. Do you only remember us during the full moon ceremony? We want you to remember us every day. We want you to remember us every moment. Can you do this? This is what was held by the ancient mothers and grandmothers. They would not let this go. And now, as their time is returning, as our time is returning, your time is returning, hold us every day, every moment, as you walk. For it is not just your light that you shine, it is ours. Aho.
Aho. Let us all take a deep breath. I come to you as White Raven in this moment. I want you now to take those directions and allow yourself to walk around the sacred fire. Allow yourself to feel the ease of mental clarity and illumination, which is truly what this moon is about in this time. Allowing ourselves to illuminate the best that we are. Allow us to feel the effect of the eagle as he shows us how to fly high above our difficulties. From mountain peak to mountain peak, seeing the essence below, seeing the essence above, and finding the balance between. He now allows us to travel to the south, as now in this space we feel our emotional balance. It is the space of the coyote. The coyote can dance. The coyote can trip over his own 2 feet, but yet he feels the joy of doing so. It does not hold him back. Allow his essence to be within. As now we travel to the west. The west is the bear. The west gives us our strength. It is represented by our physical body. Allow your physical body to hold on to the strength of the bear, because he will show us how to do so as we are changing into crystalline light. We know it can be challenged, but see the vision in front of you, as the bear will show us how to create those visions become manifest. As we now walk around to the north of the white buffalo, and feel the purest essence of the buffalo. He brought everything to this earth. He assisted the natives in their food, in their shelter, and their clothing. Allow the buffalo to come to us to manifest the abundance that the bear has shown us. As we now blend into each of these beautiful animals to be the oneness that we are. We're now going to take our chalkboard, and we're going to take that chalkboard and we're going to throw it into the sacred fire. Feel the elements that you no longer need to be removed, as at the same time, you will be embraced by new activations that your higher self is deeming it to be within you. Take this moment and see the chalkboard going into the fire, igniting many colors, the colors that you don't like, but yet the colors you want. Think of the reds and the blacks and the deepest colors that no longer serve the higher essence you are bringing forth. Allow them to be purged into the fire. Balance, your emotional balance, your physical balance, and your spiritual balance. As now we come one with the Great Spirit. We see the fire now all purging all the colors. As we bring in the essences of the purity that we are. As we stand here around the sacred fire, take a deep breath. As I now will bring in White Buffalo Calf Woman. Greetings, greetings. We are now creating a special smoldering of the flames as the smoke goes high up into the skies. They are your prayers. They are your thoughts. They are your emotions. They are all your pain and all your joy coming into the pure essence of the Great White Spirit. Let us take a deep breath and allow that essence to be fully within each of us as one. I stand here over the fire. It is smoldering because no longer is it flaming with rage or brimming with joy. It is the completeness of all of this. There is no longer any fire. It is just the balance of each of these directions. Step forward from where you stand into the smoldering embers and feel the smoke of the light that you are, that we are together as all of us within this ceremony join the star nations, the inner earth beings, each of you of the upper earth and the higher essence of the heavenly hosts, of all energies coming together in oneness in this beautiful sacredness that we are together. This is the moment of your creation. This is your joy. This is your pain. You could not have gotten here without all of those coming together, as each of us could not be with each of you without our pathways crossing and blending into the one that we are in this moment. Feel our energies now intertwining as we stand in the power that we are, allowing the essence that is our consciousness of the oneness. There is no other power that is greater than this. It is our renewal. It is our experience in these moments of creation of this moon. We pray to Grandmother Moon as her fullness will come in and allow her essence to remind us that we must be in balance as she connects with the sun of Aquarius, the moon of Leo, and allow these frequencies of light come together into balance. As these essences come in, the shining of Grandmother's essence unto each of you, allow it to blend into your world, into your thoughts, into your emotions, into all that you are in the frequency of the light. Feel the essence of the moon of Leo blending with the sun of Aquarius. The inner and the outer reflection is the oneness that you are. This is your illumination. Allow this illumination to be fully within you as you transform all that you have not received, all that you want to dissolve into this complete unity of the self. Amen, 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 fire to be the igniting energy that you need to purge and to receive. Allow the earth to support you. Allow the air to change you. And allow the waters to bless you. As we stand here together amongst these embers, we look above and there is the thunder beams, and the thunder beams ignite some sparks of light in many colors. The sparks of light represent the rainbow of lights that are coming in the frequency of golden yellow and blue and pink and white, ruby red, golden colors, white and green and gold. All these colors are merging together in sparkles of light, of violet and purple, seafoam green, blue green, pearlescent, pink orange. And then the golden flame of the Christ that we are now comes and blesses us completely. We now no longer stand in the embers, but receive the earth. As Gaia embraces us in this moment into the creation that she is, because we are one. We are one with the earth. We are one with the sun. We are one with the sky. We are one with the moon. We are one with each other. Allow this essence to be within you. Now, embrace all that you are becoming in this moment of creation. I am White Buffalo Calf Woman. We now step out of the circle of the fire embers We stand amongst everyone else, feeling the oneness we have created. We are individual souls, but within these souls, we have a connection with each other. Allow yourself now to take a moment and to dance around the circle with all these beautiful souls. Let us dance and let us sing and rejoice in what we are receiving. It is I, Lord Adama, once again. Thank you so very much. What a pleasure it has been. Let me embrace each of you in this moment as all of us come together as the inner earth beings, intergalactics of the star nations, the heavenly hosts of the angels. Thank you, Buffalo, White Buffalo, Calf Woman. Thank you, everyone, for being with us in these moments. This is our reunion. Yes, it's going to be a wonderful year, and this is going to be a wonderful full moon. It is now time for us to exit the fire space. There is tobacco and cornmeal around the fire in certain baskets. You can take some and put your blessings into the fire where the fire was, that is no longer there, of the sacred ground of this fire. We ignite this fire each full moon. Let's take a moment of silence and just allow those energies of anything that you would like to share with a great spirit, with the unified whole, with the cosmic consciousness of Divine Mother and Father God. May peace be with you. Let us now exit back down the pathway. Notice any animals, elementals, birds. Feel the singing through the trees of the wind. Feel everyone and everything coming together in this moment. As now we enter the garden once again, and I ask each of you just to take a deep breath and just feel yourselves removing yourself from the Garden of Telos and exiting. And return to us. Thank you, each of you, in great gratitude of your hearts being opened upon these pathways of light as we are one being together. Aluna, 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 I am one with each of you. Feel yourself spinning, moving out of the Telosine energies, and we just expand it out of the hemispheres, across into your space. Feel your space more physical now than it has been. For your body, you've been in both places at the same time. Embrace your soul, embrace your body, your mind, and your spirit for accepting this reality. This is Christine Malarese with my Caden for Walking Terra Christa. Thank you for being with us for this beautiful ceremony.
Thank you, everybody.